So glad that you could join us today, because I do have a word from the Lord. I do have some things that the Lord has said and want to say and reiterate and bring to your attention so you can apply them to your life, because we are living in trying time, evil days, testing time. Amen. And just in case you don't know it, most people don't recognize this and do not pay it. I said most people, too many of them don't do it. But Jesus is coming soon. It's time to get the harvest into the barn. Jesus, God Almighty, wants his body. Jesus wants his body. God wants his family. Amen. Because we belongs into the kingdom of God. So today, I'm going to talk about words. The word. The word. And the place it should hold in your life. What place do the word of God hold in your life? What does the word mean to you? Is it just something you pick up and read occasionally? Or you have it on your shelf, or on your coffee table, or on your dining room table, or by your lampstand, that you look over at it every now and then, maybe wipe the dust off, or do you part it and find the life that's in it? It's a book of life that tells us about the living Christ, who is alive, hallelujah, and he lives in the hearts of men and women that know him. So the word, and the place it should hold in your life. Well, let me just tell you, the place it should hold should be number one, first and foremost. Number one, first and foremost. John Gospel says it like this, John Gospel 1:1, and many of you know this, and it says, in the beginning, when? In the beginning was the Word. Before everything else showed up, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was what? With God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God. If the Word was God, well, you think the Word still is God? You know what God said out of his own mouth in Malachi? He said, I am the Lord, I change not. I who? The Lord, I change not. So if he was the Word, he is the Word, and everything came from the Word. And everything that we see, and there are things we don't see, but it came from the Word. There's realms out there. There's this natural realm in which we live. We have a natural body which we live in, and we can contact this realm. But there's another realm that we don't see with the natural eye, but it's out there. It's the Word. It's called the spirit realm. And you know what? This is what Paul wrote, because some say they don't know who wrote it. Consistent with the rest of the letters he wrote, they seem to be Paul's writing. So I believe Paul wrote it, but nevertheless, the Holy Spirit got it in the book form on the pages so we can read it. That's the main thing. And believe it. Praise God. And in Hebrews 11:3, it says, through faith, which we'll be dealing with later on, but want to establish some things. But listen to what Hebrews 11:3 through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Notice worlds, plural. So we know about this world, that Earth, the planet Earth. But he has here in this word world, world, plural, which meaneth more than one. And it said, we're framed how? Now notice now, what place should the word hold in your life? This world that we're living in, it was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. So what you see is what made of what appear to you. It came out of another world. What world? The spirit world. That's where it came from. So words are very, very important. Very important. So listen, the Bible says what? In the beginning was the word. When? In the beginning. So words is a powerful force. He is unlimited in what he can do. Are you listening? Words create. Words builds. Words sustain. Words protect. Words give life. Words are good. Words are spirit and they are life. Words will put you over. Wrong words will put you under. God's word of faith filled words. What kind? Faith filled words. They will do everything he said they will do. His word will do everything he said they will do. He said in Isaiah 55:11, my word will not return to me void. God, that means his words are not empty. They have sustaining, producing power to bring forth, to bring into manifestation, to hold fast what it brings forth, sustain it, make it do what it says it would do, and then make it last and it won't change. Hallelujah. 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 So God's word is unchangeable. They will do everything he said they would do. God's word are filled with his love. They are filled with power. I want you to pay close attention, because we are going to talk about how this word will produce everything God is in your life, okay? They are filled with his power. All right, God's word are filled with his love, are filled with his power, filled with his grace. In God is nothing missing. In God. I want you to listen how I'm saying this now. In God, there is nothing missing. With God, nothing is impossible in the realm of who he is. I want you to pay close attention, because everything happened, people accuse God of telling lies and doing all the bad things. But listen to what I'm saying. With God, there are no impossibility. He says, so with God, nothing is impossible in the realm and who he is, in the realm of who he is. He's not a liar. He's not a deceiver. So that means it's impossible for him to lie. And some people say God can do anything. No, he can't now. He can't do anything. He can't lie. He can't go against his word. Amen. So that's why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it, in the realm of who he is. Amen. All things are possible. Now, God will not tell you a lie. He'll not deceive you. Amen. He'll not tell you one thing and do another. Hallelujah. What he says, he will do exactly what he said.